You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
On behalf of a listener, I am raising the question of whether we can speak on behalf of ourselves.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Welcome, Anne.
Good morning.
So, Anne, this question comes from a listener named Suzanne. What did Suzanne have to say about this?
Suzanne had a question that I had never really thought about before. I really appreciate getting these questions. Suzanne writes, I hear people say, on behalf of my family and myself, I want to thank you, blah, blah, blah. Shouldn't they say, on behalf of my family, I want to thank you, blah, blah, blah? Because, and this is Suzanne speaking, because you don't speak on your behalf, you are speaking. What do you think, Rebecca?
Okay, so this is a little confusing for me because I think if you say, I'm speaking on behalf of my family and myself, that means that you are on board with whatever it is that you are about to tell people. But if you just say, I'm speaking on behalf of the family, perhaps you don't agree with what you're about to tell people, but for some reason the family chose you to deliver the information.
I think that's right. I think there are a couple of issues here in Suzanne's question. One of which is it redundant to say on behalf of my family and myself? If you are a member of your own family, then should you just incorporate yourself into the family and speak on behalf of the family? I agree with you about the distinction that if you just say on behalf of my family, it is unclear whether you agree with or disagree with your family. Because on behalf of means, as you indicated, it means that you're the spokesperson for this group. And the spokesperson may or may not agree with the people that you are speaking for, which means that you need to clarify. So if you want to make sure people know that you are not only speaking on behalf of your family, but you also agree, then I think you need to say something like, on behalf of my family and myself. I wonder if Suzanne is also asking whether it's okay to have that reflexive construction of speaking on one's own behalf. If you're speaking, aren't you clearly speaking on your own behalf? And the answer is no, because you could be speaking on someone else's behalf. And there are lots of uses where people say, I'm speaking on my own behalf. I can speak only on my own behalf.
I'm not speaking for the family or for the company or whatever.
That's exactly right. And so we need to have that. And we would want to use a reflexive pronoun there, as in on behalf of my family and myself, I, as opposed to on behalf of my family and me. So myself is absolutely fine there. Once you start to think about behalf, you think, what a funny little word. And it is that expression on behalf of is actually two expressions smushed together. Behalf comes from be plus half, meaning side. So by someone's side. And you can imagine how that can come to mean that you're speaking for someone or you're speaking in their interest. Then you also had the expression on someone's half, which again was a way of being on their side. And then we took on someone's half and by half and we smushed them together and got on behalf. And that's where that comes from. There has been some conversation over the years about whether there's a difference between in behalf of and on behalf of. People have argued that on behalf of means to speak for someone and in behalf of means to do something for the benefit of others. But at this point, many of us use on behalf of for both of those things and we don't worry about it.
Well, on behalf of Michigan Radio and myself, thanks so much, Anne.
Have a good Sunday.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.